Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I am joined today by John Herman, U.S. Rate Strategist for MUFG. It's Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. In this episode, we preview the May employment report, explore implications of the government's Paycheck Protection Program, and discuss John's medium-term forecast for the United States labor market and broader economy. Welcome, John. As readers of your research know, you've been forecasting a sharp decline of employment in the month of April. Can you take us through that forecast, as well as what else you expect to see in both the establishment and household surveys?
Thank you, John. It's great to be with everyone today. So for the payrolls, we're just going to try to be quick and bullet point. Like for payrolls, our tracking forecast is down 25.2 million, roughly. The consensus is a little bit more favorable. It's down 21 million. And again, we're down about 25.2 million. We just saw the ADP, for example. It came out this morning. As a contrast, ADP printed down 20.2 million for private payrolls. Our forecasts for private payroll are down 24.8 million. So we're pretty significantly weaker than the ADP. And actually, if we had to rank all of the three major employment measures, meaning, for example, ADP, non-farm payrolls, and then the household employment survey, from least negative to most negative, we would say that given this, the survey designs of each survey, we would and the sampling techniques and so on, we would say statistically ADP has the risk of being the least negative or the most favorable, if you will. The non-farm payrolls is kind of in the middle, and the household employment, because it's such a broadly designed survey and it reaches people from contract workers to, you know, white collar, great job, white collar workers, the household employment most likely has the greatest chance of being very, very negative. So that would be our ranking. What it means for the unemployment rate is that our own forecast for the unemployment rate, the U3 measure, is it should rise to 18.6%. The consensus is about 16%. I would say ours is a little bit conservative, because we're expecting the participation rate to decline from 62.7 down to 60.8. If that does not happen, and if you held the participation rate steady at 62.7, if we just held it steady, then our unemployment rate forecast would be 21.6%. So that is a Great Depression-like in terms of our forecast. So we're very, very concerned about this. We were heartened, actually, when I heard Chair Powell's comments and characterizations of labor markets just about a week ago at the FOMC press conference, when I heard his characterization, and it overlapped and dovetailed so closely with our own forecasts and the way we would describe things, we were emboldened to produce and to push our forecasts.
Thank you, John. Let's talk a little bit about the Paycheck Protection Program from the 2020 CARES Act that was later topped up in the phase 3.5 stimulus package. Presumably, this should help claw back many of those jobs. Is that correct?
That a great question. The answer is yes, but there's a lot of nuances, as there always is. So let's just take a little, just a short backstep. If you look at the last 6 weeks in the United States, every 2 weeks, we averaged losing about 8.6 million jobs, or a little bit more. Every 2 weeks, six consecutive weeks. Over the 2008-2009 recession, we lost in total 8.6 million jobs. So we were losing the equivalent of that recession, the total job loss of that recession, every 2 weeks for the last 6 weeks. Astonishing. We think that's what prompted such a profound and bold move from the Fed on the one hand and the FOMC, and also from the Congress in terms of rolling out the PPP and then a host of other measures. It was that dramatic decline. And actually, we think Chair Powell, again, Chair Powell argued, he said, when we rolled out the PPP, for example, there were strict limits. There was, you know, a strict funding limit as to the number of loans, and Chair Powell, and then we exhausted them, and then as Chair Powell said, he said, look, we, you know, why not just make it open-ended? Now is not the time to worry about the deficit, and we actually think he's right. And as you said, we had to double the size of that loan just to cover the number of affected people in small businesses alone. So the way the PPP worked in principle is very, you know, it's a beautiful design. It was supposed to tell small business, hold on to your workers. You'll get the loan. You'll be covered. You'll be able to be reimbursed, pay them, keep them on your payrolls and so on. But in practice, as we all know, things don't work that way. And as a result, the Small Business Administration got overwhelmed with the loan requests. Banks, the banking industry got overrun. And there was not the capacity to do this. And as a result, there was a huge pool of small business workers that could be as high as, in our models, about 14 million people who fell out of that program and who've toppled into the unemployment line and into the jobless claims. So we look for jobs lost, not just in the small businesses. We think it's gonna be also in the mid-sized businesses that weren't covered by these various programs, the businesses of size from 499 up to about 1,000 people. And then the super ultra large businesses also we saw, we think we're gonna see very, very large job declines there, like 6, 7, 8, 9 million jobs in that category. So it's been a dramatic hit. But again, the programs were well designed, but they will start working in May and into June, especially as we are reopening various states at different levels of reopening. But as we're reopening, we think we actually could claw back in the month of May about 8 to 9 million jobs, and in the month of June, about another 7 to 8 million jobs. So, but again, we are looking for payrolls down a total of about 25 million. We claw back, you know, possibly 15, 16, maybe 17 million over the next 2.5 months, let's say.
Thanks, John. That's helpful. Tying this all together, how does the Paycheck Protection Program interact with your more medium-term forecasts for the labor market and the broader economy?
So, John, so this is a really, really interesting dynamic. And again, just keep in the back of your mind, I want all the clients to remember that what Chair Powell said, this year is not the year to worry about the size of the deficit and to keep the spigots open and to really give workers and companies what they need to keep workers actively on the payrolls. So here's the way things will work, though, the way the law is constructed right now. In order to have loan forgiveness for all these small business loans, and even for the larger business loans and bailouts, some of the bailout loans, the workers have to be kept on the payrolls through the month of September. After the month of September, it's fair game for companies to sort of say, I'll have my loans forgiven on the one hand, but then on the other hand, I have to start sizing my employees with my business flow. And as we've seen just this past week, United Airlines, for example, just said, you know, they're announcing 30% job cuts in managerial and administrative staff, just given their anticipation for how wrong-sized they are for the world that they see coming in, you know, September, October, November, December, that kind of thing. So, and they're saying that those dismissals are going to be announced and delivered to their employees in the month of July. So that's what we worry about. We worry about, we sort of recoup about, let's say, 80% or 85% of the jobs, 80% of the jobs over the next 4 or 5 months. Then you pass the month of September, and all the contingencies of the PPG are met, the loans are forgiven, and then businesses say, you know, look, I'm sorry, but I can't hold on to this number of employees. And then suddenly the layoffs start happening again, the unemployment rate goes back up, and then we go through another spell of weakness. And then, you know, as Chair Powell was saying, the government then has to, you know, probably be after the election, but the government will have to once again step up and do another big package. So that's how we see the time flow. Again, very, very deep hit to our jobs this month. We still are concerned we may see payrolls down 31 million. We still cannot write. We still have a 26% chance of that in our models. We're deeply concerned. We like what the government has done. We just really wish they could do more. And like everyone, we just wish we could get a vaccination for for the COVID virus. But we're all hoping and praying at this point.
Yeah, agreed. That's great analysis. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.